thing out there. Don't bring them and say, oh, I'm so happy I did a good thing. Instead, bring it in and say, a poor person's going to be warm this Christmas. If that's the case, maybe you might bring a nicer coat. Because you might want that person to be extra warm when you bring those shirts and those pants. And you're not just casting away going, oh, thank God I finally got those out of my closet. But maybe instead think, somebody's going to look nice in these clothes. Somebody's going to be warm. Somebody's going to be given a sense of purpose, but they're going to feel good because they're not living in their tatters anymore. They're living in something that's better. When you give food and you put it in that thing for Christmas time, just think about somebody hungry is going to enjoy this meal. They might save it for Christmas Day. The why of what we do is crucial. So love without action is religious. Action without love is useless, but love in action is miraculous. Love in action is miraculous. The Christmas story, there's peace, there's hope, and there's joy. But if you ever read the Christmas story, the first chapters of Matthew, the first chapters of Luke, it's strange that love doesn't appear in those chapters. But yet love is all over those chapters. For all of the love verses about Jesus point back to why he came. For God so loved the world. He ahavad the world. He gave. That's love in action. I love you. I'm coming for you. He gave his one and only son, born of in a manger, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates his own ahava for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. I love you. I'll demonstrate it. And I'm going to come and die. 1 John 4:7-8, 19. Dear friends, let us love one another. For love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God because God is love. We love because he first loved us. We do because we've been loved. Galatians 5:6. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself in love. Faith without works is dead. The greatest work you can do that validates your faith is to love somebody. Love somebody. Do it. Like the Good Samaritan. Go and do. Some children were asked, what does love mean? 4 to 8-year-olds. Chrissy, who was 6 years old, said, love is when you go out to eat and give somebody most of your French fries without making them give you any of theirs. I still got to work on that. I just buy Sandra an extra pack. She'll stay out of my fries. Rebecca, age 8, said this. When my grandmother got arthritis, she couldn't bend over and paint her toenails anymore. So my grandfather does it for her all the time, even when his hands got arthritis too. That's love. Nika, age 6, said, if you want to learn to love better, you should start with a friend whom you hate. Jenny, age 4, said, there are 2 kinds of love, our love and God's love, but God makes both kinds of them. Jessica, age 8, said, you should really say I love you, you really shouldn't say I love you unless you mean it. But if you mean it, you should say it a lot. People forget. Out of the mouths of babes, you must become like little children if you're going to follow me. Love without action is religious. Religion never changed the world. Love changes the world every day. Action without love is useless. I don't want abundant lifers and I don't want my life to be a clanging gong and a loud cymbal, making a lot of noise, but not mattering for much. Action without love is useless. But love in action is miraculous. Love will find a way. Indifference will find an excuse. Will we be loving this season or indifferent? How can you demonstrate ahava this holiday season? Shouldn't be just in the holidays. But if we've gotten a little out of focus, why not restart now in the greatest season of the year? Let's give Ahava away. Let's show real love.
Sun and moon to you, and if you share with your heart, yeah, you give with your heart. What you share with the world is what it keeps of you.
Doesn't have to be a lot. When we talk about love, it doesn't have to be this grand, gigantic, newsworthy thing. just thinking every day, Lord, I want to love you with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, and all my strength. And I want to love others. I want to love others. When we're living that way, it can get contagious. I wonder if we just, this group, practice that, how the love dominoes might tumble across the South Bay. You just don't know. But it's easy to get caught. I want to pray for us today, and then we're going to quit. Just ask God to sink that deep inside of us. That we can go out this week and throughout the entire season and throughout the year and give that little love. We don't do it to get the love, as the singer was saying. We do because we've already been loved. God, I pray in Jesus' name that we would embody the ahava that you expressed when you came, when you demonstrated your love and you gave your life for us. God, it's a tremendous contradiction if I am so thankful for your love and then turn around and don't show love to someone else. If I've been forgiven and I won't forgive someone else. If I've been blessed and don't bless someone else. God, I pray that each one of us, Father, would just share what we've been given. Because that's our nature. Help us not to deny our and your nature by our own self-centeredness. Help us this week, God. Let us do something simple each day and look for the opportunity to show your love and to tell you we love you by loving others. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, if you have not yet made a decision to follow Christ, then you're battling still with that self-orientation. It's natural. We've all been there. But in order to break out of that, it's as simple as surrendering that grip on yourself and saying, God, I receive your love. You might pray something like this. Lord Jesus, I want to love you because I realize you love me. I'm lost. I'm confused. And I want to know. I want to know you, and I want to know what life is all about. I know that I've just messed up. I've done many wrong things. God, I pray that you'd forgive me today. And I have faith that you're going to welcome me into a relationship with you. Welcome me into your kingdom. And one day, when I see you face to face, I'll be welcomed into your heaven. I ask you, Lord, to come into my life. Thank you, Lord, for doing that. Because I trust your word. Because you said anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. I want to be saved today from my own self-centeredness that leads me to death. Thank you, Lord, for coming into my life. If you prayed that prayer and you meant it this morning, we'd like to know. I'm not going to embarrass you here and now. But we would like to help you take next steps. On the website where you can go and find your connection card, just go to that connection card and just write your name and say, I accepted Jesus today and I'd like help on my next steps, and we'll come alongside you and we'll help you. For those that have already accepted Christ, let's give some ahava this week and every day. Amen. Pastor Sean.
Amen. If you'd stand with me, let's sing a chorus. And as we close, while the prayer partners up here are ready to pray with you, and if you kind of fell in that first category that Pastor Greg mentioned, please feel free to mention, just you'd like to learn how to follow the Lord, and mention that to one of the prayer partners, and we'll make sure you get everything that you need. But let's just sing a chorus before we go today. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see.
My chains are gone.
My chains are gone. I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy brings unending love. Amazing grace. One last time, my chains are gone. I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy brings unending love. Amazing grace, it's unending love. Amazing grace, one last time. It's unending love. Amazing grace. Hallelujah. We've been set free. Free to love, free to go from this place. Just be mindful of how we interact with each other. Jesus did say that this world will know who He is by the love we have one for another, for each other. So I just want to encourage you, maybe you could invite somebody out to go to lunch today, or find a way just to share the love of Jesus with those here. It makes it a little easier to go outside and do the same. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. May the Lord be with you, guide you as you give Him glory in all you do. Amen. The prayer partners, please come and be here. If you'd like prayer, please come forward. Prayer partners will pray with you. You gotta go. God bless.